right now we are sort of looking into all sort of the building blocks coming from Bali. We know what we are going to do. We will have to set targets. We will have to come up with financial means. We'll have to find ways and means to disseminate technologies faster and to help the least developed countries to adapt to the climate change they're already sort of experiencing. That is sort of the major issues on the table.
In practical terms, in concrete terms, does that mean that the U.S. needs to pass legislation on setting caps, cap and trade legislation before Copenhagen?
I would very much hope that the U.S. will pass legislation, because we can postpone anything, but we have been postponing things for many years, and we must come from this era where we talk about what to do and instead to come to the era where we actually do things. And we must come to that now. The deadline set, 2009, is actually set also by the former Bush administration. It's not just Denmark or Europe or somebody who set that deadline. It's set also by the United States. So we must deliver on that deadline. And I can see no better alternative than having cap and trade. You know, could we just put some taxes on things? Well, but then you will not be sure that we actually reduce the levels of emissions. And that is important if we're going to stick to what science tells us. But then actually the most important point is that exactly because of the economic crisis, we have a fantastic opportunity now to rethink business as usual, and we have learned that that does not work. So you can have energy security, you can have an increased energy dependency, you can have a lot of jobs. I just told a lot of your senators here how we have created thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs, particularly in the rural area here. So it's not something that you have to give away. It's something that if you're serious about this, you can gain job from it.
But I do have some concern in the recent reports that in these economic stimulus packages, there's also measures coming in to sort of downgrade pollution controls, to take away measures that will reduce climate change.
You know,
you're seeing a one hand on the other hand situation.
But I'm rather encouraged by what have been coming out of Washington in recent weeks, that you will sort of have renewables, energy efficiency targets, job creation in the energy field and so on and so forth built into the stimulus package. That's also what they've been doing in China. That's also what we're trying to do in Europe. So I think that we should, that is one reason why we have to act now, because if we come post the stimulus packages and we have sort of spent our budgets but not having solved these problems, then we will still be in for trouble.
In terms of Britain moving forward and its, and you know, and the ability of Britain to sort of meet its targets, are you encouraged about what you see there? I mean, there's been reports in the British press about how that doesn't...
I'm not going to comment on the British situation. You know, we know from the European experience that when you set up targets, you make households, politicians, companies do things differently tomorrow than they used to do, because they have to live up to that target. So I think it's a very valid instrument, it's a very valid tool, and we can prove, in the Danish case, we can prove black and white that, for instance, our export in this area, energy efficient technologies, tripled in the last 10 years. Our unemployment rate is down to 2.2%, particularly in the rural areas. We are sort of expanding with renewable energy systems, energy efficient solutions, things like that. So particularly the rural areas where people will not have such high educations have benefited job-wise the most from taking this agenda seriously.
Is it necessary to reach a prior agreement between the US, India and China, some kind of understanding?
I think it's very, very crucial that there is a very solid American-Chinese dialogue, and I'm very encouraged to see that it has already started.